Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to The Art of Kindness, where we have compassionate conversations with artists from all areas of the entertainment industry who are using their voice to spread joy and make this big spinning planet in the sky a better place to be. I'm Robert Peter Paul, and I'm so glad you're here. Hi, and happy September, AOKers! I know September is a tough month for many, myself included, so I wanted to kick it off with a bright and shiny bonus episode! Surprise! Today, I'm honored to have Kevin Turf take over the podcast. Now, you may better know him as The Real Kevin T. Will The Real Kevin T please stand up? Ah! Who inspired one of the characters featured in the hit Broadway musical, Come From Away. As you see in the musical, Kevin was one of the thousands of refugees stranded in Gander on September 11th, 2001, after US airspace closed and rerouted planes. Kevin took his magical experience there and poured it into a book called Channel of Peace, Stranded in Gander on 9/11, which you can buy now. He also used it to found the amazing charity Pay It Forward 9/11, a kindness movement that not only pays it forward, but pays tribute to the lives lost in the terrorist attacks. The charity is now 19 years old and kinder than ever. Kevin is thrilled once again to launch his 11 Days of Kindness campaign. And guess what? It's launching today, September 1st! Unless you're listening in the future, in that case, hello people of the future. But either way, he does this amazing campaign every single year, so you should go check it out! The 11 Days of Kindness campaign essentially encourages people around the world to perform acts of kindness by September 11th. You're about to find out more from Kevin, but please head to his website, payitforward911.org, after listening today. That's payitforward911.org. We had a pretty tight turnaround on this, and unfortunately the stars did not align for an interview, so we are breaking our typical format and hearing straight from the source. We are going to hear from Kevin himself today. After the episode, you can find him on social media at payitforward911, and you can find us at Rob Peter Paul and at Art of Kindness Pod. Hey! If you enjoy this episode, I encourage you to please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you can. It really means the world to me when I see them come in, and I know it's an awkward ask, but it would be very kind. I also encourage you to check out our interview with Come From Away star Becky Gulsvig. And then go get tickets to see the show before it takes its final bow on Broadway on October 2nd. Now, without further ado, please welcome the kind Kevin Turf.
Hi, Robert. I'm Kevin Turf. I have the honor of being portrayed in the Broadway show Come From Away. I'm the real Kevin T., the gay lumberjack. And I appreciate you letting me talk about kindness, something like you I'm very passionate about. I experienced kindness in a way that changed my life on September 11th when my flight, along with the other Kevin, we were flying from Paris into New York. All of a sudden, the flight starts descending over the ocean, not a good thing. And we sharp turn to the right and the pilot says, due to a terrorist attack, we'll be landing in Gander. I didn't know where that was, but soon after spending 15 hours on the tarmac, I'm greeted with not just kindness, but also compassion. Kindness to me is the gateway to compassion. My favorite definition of compassion is to engage in the suffering of others. Now, we know it's important. You have to have kindness to yourself, self-compassion. Kindness can be very simple, an act of saying hello, a smile, a greeting, letting someone cut in front of you in line. But I believe that what I demonstrate, what I saw on 9/11 in Gander was true compassion. The people, they let us off the planes into their homes. They gave out free showers and clothing and food, took care of our very needs like a refugee. And so on the first anniversary of 9/11, at my company in Austin, Texas, I closed the doors and I handed out $100 bills and gave them and told them to go out and do good deeds for strangers as a way to honor the 2,977 lives that died on September 11th, but also to tell the story of the better side of humanity, the people of Gander that are portrayed in the Come From Away musical. And lo and behold, this thing, I would have never imagined that there would become a musical. But every year on the anniversary of 9/11, I started doing this my company and it began to spread and really snowball. And in fact, thanks to the producers and writers of Come From Away, they started adopting my tradition in 2016. And so the cast and crew and band, they start doing good deeds wherever they are. So now our tradition, which started in Texas, is now taking place in Australia and Canada and the UK, all across the United States. Last year, at 46 states. Now this year, today, September 1st, is the start of what we're calling 11 Days of Kindness, September 1st through the 11th, and asking people throughout this time to do three good deeds and then to sit back and watch the ripple effect of what happens, because that's what happened to me. I've watched the people gave me kindness, and I wanted to pay it forward. And so I hope that everyone will join us. We can find out a lot more information, and we encourage people to register their heart. We have a map to pin your community's heart on our global map at payitforward911.org. We have lots of tips and tools for everyone to participate. So thank you for this opportunity, and be well.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the SUFS. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, SUFS celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. SUFS has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not gonna wanna miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard. So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah,
not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.